You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Sulo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. It is indeed a pleasure to welcome someone to our studio who has been very hard to get. This young lady, we've been trying for about a year to get her here at our studio in beautiful downtown Exeter, Rhode Island. And she's made the journey all the way from Cranston, Rhode Island. And I am very, very pleased to welcome Anna Maria Saratelli DePani, who is the founder and director of the Bel Canto Vocal Scholarship Foundation. Welcome to the show, Anna Maria.
Thank you, Mike. It's a pleasure.
It's great to have you here with us, and this is going to be an extremely interesting show this evening, everyone. If you have any interest in opera and the history of opera and great singing, you're going to hear some tonight, because we are very thrilled to have the fact that we have a living legend with us. Anna Maria has been involved in the Rhode Island scene for the last 24 years with the Scholarship Foundation. And we're going to go back in time a little bit. We're going to ask her some questions about the beginnings. And she's been around for a few years. I don't want to say she's over 40, but slightly. And actually, we're gonna hear some things from television programs back in the 1950s that she was on, and all the way through working with the Boston Pops and the Berklee School of Music. So very interesting things coming up. Anna Maria, tell us a little bit about the fact that you started out as a child singing.
I started out, believe it or not, on the stage of the Face Theater and Stollets on Parade.
And that was where?
That was in Providence, and the theater was called the Face Theater.
Hmm.
And they had vaudeville, and they had a movie on Saturday. And in the early morning, I would say we'd go there at 8 o'clock, we would rehearse, and then we would broadcast radio at 11 o'clock. There were dancers, singers, whatever, and young people.
So this would have been the early 1950s?
Oh,
roughly.
Before that.
Even before that?
Yes,
okay.
In the 40s.
Okay.
And we would do an hour show and broadcast from that stage. Afterwards, we would sit and enjoy whatever the vaudeville was and the movie. That was our gift. And so that was my beginning on that stage.
And that went from being here in Providence to just what was the next step? How did it transition?
Well, I went to St. Xavier's, and after St. Xavier's went to the Juilliard, and from the Juilliard went to Santa Cecilia in Italy.
Okay, so that's a big step. So
step.
St. Xavier's to Juilliard is a pretty big step.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. And I had wonderful teachers. I enjoyed my years at St. Xavier's. I had wonderful nuns, sisters.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed them. In fact, I loved going to school there. And then I came to the attention, I was brought to the attention of William Judd at Columbia Artists in New York. I was considered to be the saint of Bleecker Street by Giancarlo Menotti, and that was my road to Juilliard as a scholarship student.
Mm-hmm.
And at Juilliard, I did two world premieres, The Wife of Martin Guerre by William Bergsma, and In the Name of Culture by Alberto Bimboni. And that brings me then to the desire to go to Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened up to that point.
And that's how it all started. That's great. And what's very interesting to me is that your involvement with opera and with music all those years and all the wonderful things that have happened to you along the way obviously happened to you because of the talent you possess. And this is this first recording we're going to listen to is the Ted Mack Matinee, which was on NBC television in 1954. And now this is not the Ted Mack Amateur Hour because mentioned to me you'd already won that.
That's right.
So that was just what most people dream of. That was just a sidelight that you already won that. And now here you are as a regular on the Ted Mack Matinee.
Yes.
Right? All right. And this is an older recording, so we will listen to that and be back and find out more about the Bel Canto Vocal Scholarship Foundation after this.
Summertime from Porgy and Bess. So here she is, Anna Maria, Sarah Tully, rooting across there to get into the nice scenery they've made up for her. Here she is, Summertime from Porgy and Bess.
That truly has to be one of the most amazing recordings we've ever had on Conducting Conversations. We've listened to a lot of great things, but to go back to 1954 and the Ted Mack matinee show on NBC TV, that was great. Hear his voice telling you to get in position and in front of the set and so forth. And off air, he just told me that that was when you were pretty old. You were 17.
Yes.
But at the age of 12, you already were on the radio as a regular, right?
Yes, I had I won a talent show, and the prize was to sing on the show. So mm-hmm. they chose the name Moments in Music, and it was broadcast from WDEM.
WDEM.
And then we moved to WICE.
Sure, great.
And it was every Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock to 3:15, and people would write in and ask me to sing a specific song, and I did. And we did that for about a year, and that was the prize, and it was wonderful. And there was a young man who also tied in the voting. Ray Martone was his name, and we'd do duets, and we had a little trio a drummer, an accordionist,
mm-hmm.
and I can't remember the other, a guitarist.
A guitar, okay.
And
great.
I think somewhere in our file we have a little recording of that.
Well, that would be great to hear sometime. Well, it sounds like some great
that
memories.
Was fun, yes.
Great memories. Let's talk just for a moment about the scholarship. The Bel Canto Vocal Scholarship Foundation. This is in its 24th year, so a big year coming up next year,
yes.
25. And you have had, let's just explain to the audience, what is this all about?
The Bel Canto Vocal Scholarship is a scholarship that I began in 1988 to help what it originally began was to help young Rhode Island opera singers, to help them financially to continue their studies. At a point, you run out of Rhode Island singers, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. and you know that there's more that, that your heart is telling you you have to do. So we opened it up on the East Coast. We started with a $1,000 scholarship. Then we grew to $3,000, and the competition expanded to California, to Illinois, mm-hmm. to Michigan, and, of course, Rhode Island, and the scholarship gives now, to date, each year, $15,000 in scholarship.
Wow.
And we have given, over the 24 years, about $400,000 to young singers.
Amazing.
And it all began with a concert that I sang in 1988, and the money that was made, I decided that it was going to go mm-hmm. For a purpose. For a mm-hmm. really good purpose. And it isn't easy raising funds.
Oh, it's never
Everybody
easy.
Knows
That's
that.
That's right. Everybody knows
but
that.
But by the grace of God and a lot of good people, I have been able, with their help, to continue to this day. And I have my husband, Ron DePanny, and my children, and even my grandchildren now who help in the effort, yes.
That's a wonderful thing. We're going to talk a little bit more about that, and
yes.
we'll give you the website and so forth so that you can find out more about that. We're not here really promoting anything today other than the fact that I've always wanted to have Anna Maria on the show and get your past out to our audience and tell people a little bit about the Scholarship Foundation. But in this case, a little bit more about you. And we're going to leave the Ted Mack matinee show and travel now to the Boston Pops with Harry Ellis Dixon.
And at that time, Arthur Fiedler did not conduct because he was ill.
Okay.
I had That's seen him in rehearsal, and he was very, very, very complimentary to me, and mm-hmm. But he was ill.
All right. So we have a recording now, and we're going to play two pieces. We'll put them back to back before we take our commercial break. Why don't you just kind of introduce these pieces as to what you're singing first?
All and right. Then we'll... The first aria is Un bel dì from Madame Butterfly by Puccini, and the other aria is Visi d'arte from Tosca, also by Puccini.
All right. We'll listen to that. Anna Maria with the Boston Pops, and then we'll return after a short break.
Now, the first third of the program will continue in a moment or so with the first of two Puccini arias, Un bel dì vedremo from Madame Butterfly, the soloist Anna Maria Saratelli. This will be followed by an aria from Tosca, Visi d'arte. And Miss Saratelli is coming on stage right now, and we will hear first Un bel dì vedremo from Madame Butterfly.
Oh,
Next from Puccini's Tosca, Vici d'arte.
Oh!
Vici Dante from Tosca by Puccini, our soloist Anna Maria Saratelli. Harry Ellis Dixon conducted the Boston Pops. Anna Maria Saratelli has been recalled for a bow, and Miss Saratelli being presented with a large bouquet of American Beauty red roses. Matter of fact, another bouquet, too.
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
Regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States and Europe, Dr. Michael Suo is one of the most creative artists of the 21st century. His paintings hang in private collections all over the world and are fast becoming one of the biggest collectibles of our time. Dr. Suo's gallery is in the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. There he teaches oil painting, sculpture, and fresco painting. Students taking these classes will be introduced by demonstration and hands-on experience to techniques not usually taught in American schools of art. Artists will learn the process used by the masters and explained through step-by-step demonstration. Dr. Suo is also available for commissions, lectures, and private lessons. Visit his website at drmichaelsuoart.com or call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Anna Maria Saratelli DePani, who has been just charming and wonderful, reliving stories of her early career in opera and some of the people and places that she's been worldwide and performed. And we have just a little taste of some of the recordings. That last segment that we listened to just before the commercial break was, as you could tell, recorded at the Boston Pops, and you heard the announcer talking about the applause and the flowers and you were getting and so forth, just wonderful memories. So that was back then, and now we kind of come up to date a little bit just to talk about the Bel Canto Scholarship Foundation again. We do have a website you can go to if you'd like more information. It's belcantoscholarship.com. If you go on there, you'll see Cranston, Rhode Island, and you'll see the opportunity to get history and talk about some of the previous winners, of which there maybe after this next piece of music, we can talk about some of those previous winners and some of the people that over the years have gone on to other things. The Scholarship Foundation has, the last few years anyway that I'm aware of, at least the last 15 or so years, maybe longer, been at the Music Mansion in Providence.
That's right. We decided that the Music Mansion was perfect for the acoustics, the ambience, and the people.
The way the scholarship works is people try out in three or four different locations throughout the country.
That's right.
And then the finalists are all brought to Providence.
Right.
And that's usually, what, 10 people?
We have eight finalists.
Eight finalists,
okay. And they come from our auditions throughout the country. We take two or three, depending on the amount of singers that participate in those auditions. Mm-hmm. And in each area, there are the adjudicators who are very, very well-informed about opera, have been recognized all over the world for their own talent. Mm-hmm. And then we fly them in to Rhode Island at our expense. We treat them royally because, in truth, their talent warrants that they should be treated that way.
Right.
At the evening of the competition, as the judge see it, hear it, and call it,
right,
they have the final word. The audience, it doesn't matter how they feel. It's what the judges that this is the one that will take the top award. Mm-hmm. But no one leaves the competition of those eight finalists without a scholarship. And they're all winners because mm-hmm. they are.
I mean, this is a rather unusual situation. Normally when people come on the show, whether it's a community chorus or it's a Broadway-type theater, they're promoting the fact that they want people to come out and support that particular event. In this case, we're not even going to tell you the date. because because the event is always sold out.
It's a by invitation only. Mm-hmm. It is a fundraiser that evening, and therefore we have limited space.
Right.
And so we don't give the date.
That's just not a room for everyone that might be interested.
That's right. And since it is a fundraiser, we have to accommodate those people who have been there for us.
That's the way it is. And if you appreciate this music and you would like to do something to help support, you can go to the website, and there is a little click you can click on to contributions, and there's a PayPal thing right there, very safe and secure, and make a donation. And I'm going to ask Anna Maria about donations and after we listen to this next piece of music, because she came up with something very creative a year or two ago, and we'll find out about that in a moment. But right now, let's kind of go forward in time a little bit from where we were in 1977 to now we're going to just a year later at Jordan Hall in Boston, 1978. And what piece of music is this?
This is a what we call an art song, not necessarily an aria, but a great recital piece. And it's the Stornello by Pietro Cimara, which I think is one of the most beautiful love songs that I've ever had the privilege to sing. It's simple, but it goes to the heart.
Beautiful music, beautiful singing, and beautiful piano playing in the background, accompanied by someone you know.
Yes, by my husband, Ron DePanny.
And Ron has been here in the studio with us, so he's been silent in the background, but we're going to give him a round of applause for that beautiful playing.
And you notice I said Ron DePanny, not DePanny, because...
he's DePanny or DePanny.
Exactly.
Okay.
And I always do that, so... he identifies with that.
There you go. So you never know which you say tomato.
I say tomato.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. That's part of that. I alluded to the fact that you came up with something very creative as far as fundraising a year or so ago. Tell us about that.
Yes, 2 years ago, actually. Funds were hard to come by. And I'm thinking, well, how much can I ask of acquaintances, friends, family, sponsors, patrons?
Everybody's asking. Right.
Everybody wants a portion of the pie. And I said to Ron, I'm going to get on the computer, going to email my friends to email their friends and ask them for a dollar.
$1.
$1. That's all. Mm-hmm. I didn't want 25. I didn't want $2. So I did it, and I was able to raise $500, and that $500 enabled Bel Canto to give an award to someone who didn't make the finals, but warranted that they should have something that said, you have value.
Right.
And
keep it
so
going.
I keep it going.
Yeah.
And once again, this year, I was sending emails. Now, I will tell you that people sent me a dollar and wanted their pets' names in the program. And I put those names in the program. Not only did I put their names in the program, but I also put everyone's name on the website.
There
I promised I would do it to recognize that mm-hmm. they were generous enough to do that. And I will do it next year because it's important. Every dollar was given, I think, in love or truly believed that mm-hmm. I wouldn't ask if it wasn't for a good purpose.
We have time for another piece of music. We're going to jump now from 1978 to 1986. I noticed on here it said Berklee School of Music, but then that's not really the case. It's not. It's kind of something that was tied to that. Explain
that's
how
right.
this happened.
A young man asked me, he had heard me, and asked me if I wouldn't be his graduating project. And so I said, but I sing a different kind of music than that which you are dealing with at Berklee, and this is in Boston. And he said, no, I want you, mm-hmm. and I will present it. So I decided that I wouldn't do the heavy stuff, but I would, together with Ron, do Neapolitan songs that I love. Uh-huh. And so this is one of the songs that I sang, which is my favorite. Mm-hmm. And most of these songs were sung to me by my mother when I was a little girl. And this one is called Dishidin Chilavuy. It's just a beautiful love song.
Okay, we'll listen to this beautiful love song and then be back with more of Conducting Conversations.
Ritual. You're
people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
Regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States and Europe, Dr. Michael Suo is one of the most creative artists of the 21st century. His paintings hang in private collections all over the world and are fast becoming one of the biggest collectibles of our time. Dr. Suo's gallery is in the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. There, he teaches oil painting, sculpture, and fresco painting. Students taking these classes will be introduced by demonstration and hands-on experience to techniques not usually taught in American schools of art. Artists will learn the process used by the masters and explained through step-by-step demonstration. Dr. Suo is also available for commissions, lectures, and private lessons. Visit his website at drmichaelsuoart.com or call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. Time does fly when you're having fun, and I've gotten very carried away with my conversation with Ana Maria. We find ourselves a little bit short in this last segment, and we have some great music we want to listen to. So, Ana Maria, I just want to say thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, it was
a
pleasure. Thank you so much.
It's great, and I know you can't do this without a lot of support. Ron, your husband, who has been here with you, and your family.
And my children.
Your children.
My children. I have my oldest son is David.
Mm-hmm.
Then my daughter Elizabeth is next in line, and my son Michael. They are the reason I breathe. And people often ask me, why did you leave a career? And I chose my children to be their mm-hmm. mother. Someone asked me that, and in the twinkling of an eye, it was like, did I make the right decision? And then that something in you shows the world without them, and it's empty. They are what life has
of
been.
Course.
And singing was a joy, but my children were a greater joy.
There you go.
And now I have seven grandchildren.
Seven grandchildren.
Seven grandchildren. I'm just very blessed.
Oh, that's great. And it does take a lot of support.
It certainly does. And they're involved. My children are involved with the auditions, and my grandchildren love to come. And this exposes them to the music and to the lovely people dressed to the nines who come and sit and enjoy. And it is a beautiful thing.
Well, as I mentioned, listen to two more pieces of music if we have time. Ana Maria has selected with me one of the earlier winners of 1996, I believe, who was one of my first guests on Conducting Conversation almost 6 years ago. But she won this competition in 1996. Tell us about Gigi.
Gigi Mitchell Velasco is one of the most exciting mezzo-sopranos, one of the most beautiful natural gifts that God has put in the throat. Sensitive singing, mm-hmm. Really glorious singing, and that we have her in Rhode Island. Of course, she travels all
the
over
world,
the
right.
world,
yeah.
But that she lives here is a wonderful thing.
Our own little gem.
And her husband,
Noel
mm-hmm. is a gem.
Yep.
He is a gem. A perfect gentleman and a glorious voice.
Yes, also.
One of the finest tenors.
One of the three tenors.
That's
Rhode Island's
right.
three tenors. That's right.
right.
And then we're going to go right from that to last year's winner. Tell us about Jessica.
Jessica Cambio has been kissed by God. Her vocal cords are so pliable. Her voice is so beautiful. The timbre, the glory of the whole thing. And she's very young. And she's, I think right now she's in Israel and then soon to go to Italy to resume her career. She is young, very young, very, very beautiful. She looks like in her physical self like a Tabaldi.
Hmm.
But the voice, I am sure, will reach the pinnacle because when you hear it, you want to cry.
Yeah.
And you know that this is a glorious gift that you can't. You can't buy it. You can't. It just comes, and it says, "I'm going to sit right there
And it Jessica is a gift has from it. God.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
We're going to listen to just portions of both of their recordings here, and then because time is running short. But thank you again, Anna Maria, for coming in.
Thank you so much.
It was a pleasure.
I certainly enjoyed myself, and I don't sing anymore, but I love to talk. So this was perfect for me.
All right. We'll see you next week on Conducting Conversations, everyone.
Thank you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Zullo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the historic Velvet Mills Complex in Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.